Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When it comes to bullying, you know that control is the need that's being met by the bully, and they need to take that control away from the victim as well. How do you know if your child is the bully? And what do you do if you find out that your kid is actually the bully instead of just the one being bullied? How do we stop this vicious cycle? Because bullying has taken on a whole new meaning in this digital age. My guest today is Dr. Cleet Bulock. He was the superintendent of New Lexington City Schools and Norton City Schools, and he's just been in the business a very long time. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bulock. So, bullying.
Pleasure being on your show, Melanie.
Well, thank you. And as I said, it's taken on a new meaning today because there's bullying that goes on in the social media world. There's bullying that goes on texting. And I mean, it's so different and hard to pin down now. What do we think now?
Yeah, it goes on everywhere. In the workplace, as adults, I've been bullied as an adult. As a student, I was bullied. And of course, the worst kind of bullying is the shooter. The shooter is a bully, taken to extremes with the gun and the killing. Stepping back a ways, you have the standard bully, physical bullying. Then there's cyberbullying. All of this goes back to why does it happen, and the question is, why do people behave the way they do? And that question has been asked for centuries, going back to philosophers and psychologists. If you get on the web and ask that question, you'll come up with, back in the 18th century, why do people behave the way they do? The early philosophers said people behave the way they do because they want to live. They want to survive. Life is a basic human need. You would agree with that, wouldn't you, Melanie?
I would. It's a survival thing. It is. But then what if you see these different types of things? We see ads, we see PSAs, Dr. Bulock, we see all these things. But what if so many parents to me, and you were a superintendent, my goodness, what a job. Parents seem to be in denial a little bit today. It couldn't be their kid. Couldn't be. It's somebody else's kid. It's not theirs.
Well, of course not. And I have researched bullying. There's a survey on my website that is free to any school system that wants to find out how big a problem bullying behavior is in their school. They can log onto my website and look at it. And if they like it, send me an email, and I will forward the survey. The survey is free. It identifies what kind of bullying occurs in their school. It identifies how many kids are being bullied by one or more students. It identifies where it occurs. It identifies how it gets reported. It identifies what the bystanders do and all of that. Parents can look at that if they like, those who are listening.
What's your website?
WestGA. www.westga.edu.
Yep.
/tilt up in that left hand corner of the keyboard. C. Bulock. That's the website. All of that information.
And we will put that link on our website on radiomd.com so that you can go there and take a survey and see how your school ranks in the bullying department. What signs should we look for that your child is the bully? Because, I mean, we hear about the signs of what if your child's being bullied.
The most frequent sign is not wanting to go to school. Headaches, stomach aches, not eating, not sleeping. What happens is, and of course the other frequent sign is, how many friends does your child have? Because the bully never goes after someone who has a lot of friends, because the friends will stand up to the bully. But if your child is an isolate, what I call someone who has few or no friends in school, that is a potential victim, and that's who the bully goes after.
How do we know if our child is the bully, Dr. Bulock? Are there any signs that you can tell that your kid is the one pushing other kids around?
Well, psychologists have been arguing that one for a long time, but many of them think that the bully is a victim of over-controlling parents. Parents who over-control a kid oftentimes don't have their control needs met. And we haven't gone back to what are the five basic needs of all kids and all humans, and that includes you, Melanie. You've got five basic needs. I mentioned
Tell me one. What they are.
One is you want to survive and be alive, right?
Yep.
Number two, do you want moments of happiness in your life?
Of course we do.
Yeah, everybody. You can't be happy all the time, but you want some happiness, right? Number
yep.
three, do you want to have some control over what happens to you in your life?
Oh, boy, I want to have more than just some. Go on.
Yeah, I know. And many people, there are variations on control needs. Some people have high control needs. They're called control freaks.
That would be me, probably, yes.
And then there are those who don't have high control needs, and they let others control them a lot. They're kind of pacifists.
Yeah, that ain't me at all.
The bully has high control needs,
Oy.
And they aren't being met at home.
Oh, good. Okay. Then I guess I'm not the bully except to my husband.
They go to school, and they get their control needs by bullying other kids. Okay? That's the third basic need. It's also the major reason why the shooter gets a gun and goes to school or goes to wherever and shoots people. Their control needs aren't being met. Getting
the
gun
so tragic.
Gives them control. If
wow.
you ever felt like you had control, put a gun in your hand and put your finger on the trigger, you are in control.
Wow, that is so interesting, Dr. Bulak. Now give us your two more needs. We only have about a minute and a half left.
No way. Caring. Remember the Oregon shooter? He didn't have a girlfriend, couldn't get girls to care about him. Went to class 4 days, and something happened in that class. I bet the prof didn't come across as caring for this kid. The other students in the classroom didn't care for this kid. He doesn't have control. He goes, gets the gun, comes back and shoots him. Okay, that's the fourth basic need. If you believe people don't care about you, the fifth basic need is purpose. What is your life if it has no purpose?
Mm.
Okay? Here we go with the five basic needs. If your life has no purpose, you believe people don't care about you, you don't think you have control, and you're not happy, life is over for you, you're going to commit suicide, you're going to go to drugs, you're going to go to alcohol, you're going to get a gun, you're going to shoot people, and you're going to kill yourself.
And you're going to be a bully because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And how interesting are you?
A bully is not the extreme.
No.
The bully has
to
have
control. It's an acting out way.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is the bully many times has a lot of friends. Because
well, sure, you see that. You see that even in the media and the movies.
Yeah.
You see the bully walking around with their little entourage. Now, we just only have 10 or 20 seconds. I want to hear one best piece of advice from you, Dr. Bulak.
Yeah, cool.
Go.
Don't
got 10
give
seconds.
Control to the bully. That's the worst thing you can do. Now, it'll take more than 10 seconds to tell you how to take control away from the bully.
Well, we're going to have to do that again. We're going to have to do it on another time because we are out of time. But don't give control to the bully is really good advice. And we can talk again another time about how to take that control back in a way that makes it so that all parties feel cared about, because I think that's so important. And I love these five needs that we have. So interesting. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.